This is Digital Dave.
Sorry about that. I was looking at something.
You were listening to your glasses.
I always do that.
Yep.
I never hear anything good, though.
That's true. We are joined by, wait a minute, where's the tag? Iman Ghali. And your young lady, I don't have your name.
It's Sarah Hazuda.
Wow. Both interesting, difficult names for us on a Thursday morning. From Flight Club 502. I'm sorry, but that sounds like a movie title.
Sounds like an exclusive disco up in New York.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Come on, you guys got to be more fun than that. I mean, we're talking about
aviation. There are more fun
than
that. They do airplanes and things and flying and
more
stuff.
More fun than any disco I've ever been to.
Airplane type stuff.
Yeah.
So you're a group that encourages STEM and mentorship and getting young people involved.
Yeah. So we're a youth nonprofit organization based in Bowman Field in Louisville, Kentucky. We use STEM and aviation and aerospace to teach kids leadership skills, decision-making skills, and as a business, also entrepreneurship skills, while also teaching kids how to fly. And we do build planes, too.
That sounds like something I want to do. I want to learn how to do all those things.
We take adult volunteers.
Well, there you go. But you're in Kentucky, and we're in some other place.
Yeah, quite a distance away, I might add.
How long have you guys been doing this now?
So we started in about 2015.
Okay.
We started with actually no planes, no money, just one volunteer and 20 kids. Actually, I was one of those kids.
Wow.
10 years ago. And we started with just ground school and just kind of a big dream. And we now have 12 airplanes, and we've been able to serve over 12,000 youth in our local area.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's been an incredible journey.
Yeah, that's only 11 years. That's a plane a year.
Just about.
Wow. Now
that's quite a growth rate, too. Mm-hmm. How did you achieve all of that?
Yeah, so we actually didn't get our first plane until 2017, but the first 2 years we were doing some more outreach and more programmings, doing summer camps to raise money, and actually he's our board chair now, Clyde Enzer, he donated a charter flight to us, and we went door-to-door selling raffle tickets about in 2017, and that's kind of how we raised our first little chunk of money to buy our first 150.
Nice.
Back then, and our Redbird simulator, which we still have to this day.
Yeah.
But we now have flipped the fleet to DA-20s and 172s.
Okay, nice. Diamonds,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're
nice
all,
airplanes.
They're both good aircraft.
So they're cranking out pilots now.
Yeah. We've I think it's just shy over 250 private pilots we've had through us and over 350 solos.
That's a lot. I'm impressed.
You people have been very busy. Yeah. How do you keep the momentum going?
Caffeine.
A little bit. Honestly, our youth are incredible, and they are so engaged, and they just jump right into it, and they want it, and they work hard for it. So
what airplanes have you built? A C-130, you know, SR-71?
So in,
not yet.
Not yet. In 2019, we built an RB-12.
Nice.
But currently, right now, we are building a Carbon Cub EX-3.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, backcountry flying.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you have the Carbon Cub, are you going to be doing any of the STOL contests?
No. So essentially, when we did the fundraising and so forth for this kit, it was for the kids to build and to give them some of that, you know, maintenance experience and for our STEM programs and also for our volunteers to help give back and work with them, and then essentially to sell the kit or sell the plane and then buy the next one and have it be a self-sustaining program.
Right, so you're not putting the giant engine on the front of it.
No.
Do you also have a path for A&P?
We've launched some apprenticeship programs. We're in kind of our testing phase now to build it. It's not a direct path right now, but we're starting with, you know, the basics to get them there and working hopefully with some local schools to get that track going.
Good, because we need those guys.
Yeah, we do.
We currently have two maintenance interns that are working at Flight Club every day, and we're
nice.
Hoping to get them along on that path.
Well, that's a lot. If you have 22 airplanes, they're busy.
There's always maintenance that has to be done, period.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And in the recent years, after, you know, it wasn't necessarily our intention, but also aerospace being the number one export in the state of Kentucky, we've kind of turned into a little bit of a workforce development hub for our kids. So we're wanting the kids to have these jobs, and one of those is, you know, mechanics and air traffic controllers, not just pilots, but
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, have you gone on to become a professional pilot as well?
I had got my private pilot's license. I actually was the first to get my license at Flight Club in 2017. And I'm working on my instrument. But I'm the executive director, so I really love the
more
business.
Time there, than flying, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's really, I get to live through the kids, so that's the best thing for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, if I was in your position, I would say paperwork or flying.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. How many kids do you have involved right now?
So it's we have over 150 in flight training, but we bring in about 250 members annually, and we've had over 950 come through the program, but 300 active members at one given time.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to keep track of. Have you guys ever thought of packaging up your concept and helping other people start the same kind of thing?
Yeah, it's not quite developed yet, but it is something that is in our plan. We want to do. We would love this to be nationwide, and we'd love for, you know, us to be a model for other states to be able to do that. So, yes.
Has Mosaic opened anything up for you? I mean, you guys are all young. You don't have medical issues, so that shouldn't be a big deal.
Not at the time, but we're always open to anything.
Older people, okay.
You know, we have the Young Eagles program
in
this country. And I was wondering, have you interfaced with any of the local EAA chapters for it?
Yes. We're Chapter 110, and we fly a lot of Young Eagles flights out of Flight Club. We love it.
We've had about 70 already this year.
Wow.
So, yeah, with more to come.
Nice. So you have no shortage of pilots that want to fly kids. You guys are all excited.
Yeah. We've got a pretty great community of volunteers who just want to give back. And, you know, and one of our core values, too, is patriotism at Flight Club 502. So honoring those who came before us and being grateful to be in this country. So
and to be able to do these things.
Yeah, to be able to do these things. Yeah. So.
Where are you flying out of? Are you anywhere near one of the large airports where you have to deal with all that? Or
we're right by SDF, so UPS...
Yeah.
Is there, so.
Yeah. So they get firsthand experience in crowded skies.
Oh, boy.
Just a little bit.
Absolutely.
And our airport's under construction right now, so it's packed right now. The kids
under
are getting
construction,
great.
You're
just fixing
expanding?
Stuff. A little bit. Okay. Paving it. But
how big's the runway?
I actually don't know that off the top of my head.
Oh, no.
I wish I did.
Okay. They get a lot of experience in traffic when the Kentucky Derby happens every year, too.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're like one of the major in reliever airports, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's a good thing you don't have any NASCAR, because have you ever heard of the NASCAR Air Force? Yeah, you get a lot of planes flying in from
things
that.
Things get very intense with the NASCAR Air Force.
Anyway, what's big plans? What's next?
We do airplane raffles to support our youth, and so we're in the middle of one right now. So we'll have our big drawing event coming up soon to pick the winner of those raffles. And then a big thing that we do that's new over the past year is one of our local inner city schools, Shawnee Academy, has an aviation program, and they actually come to our facility at Flight Club 502 during the day, and they do not only just their English, math, and science as their core content, but then they actually have funding to then go and fly, and so they'll graduate high school with their private pilot's license.
Nice.
So that's been in.
And in this point in time, they're wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
So we're excited to have them come back this year, and so when we go back home, we'll be getting ready for them. Yes.
Good. What's the makeup, boys versus girls?
We're actually surprisingly about 40% with female, which
that's
is incredible.
Good. Yeah, that's great. We need more of you guys in the pilot's seat.
This may seem like a silly question, but how did you get the name Flight Club 502?
There's kind of mixed stories about it, but the group of 20 of us, the founding members, 502 is our local area code for our phone number.
Oh, okay.
And so we were like trying to figure out something with 502, and we always would joke, you know, you don't talk about Fight Club, but you do talk about Flight Club. So that was kind of our kind of spin on that. So
it was a good spin.
Yeah.
Because it's catchy.
Yeah. Everybody should talk about it. So that's kind of sure. Yeah.
We're working on that right now.
Yes, that's why they're here. So
you
do public outreach. I guess you guys do. You know,
we do. We ran about 4,000 kids through outreach last year.
In
going to talking to schools, going to career fairs, job fairs. And just spreading our mission to everyone. And we bring a lot of our own members with us to these events. And we actually went to a camp counselor career fair, and we were the only people at that fair to bring youth with us that were actually had gone through our summer camps as 8 to 12 year olds, and now they're working at Flight Club. They're in our scholarship programs and going on to get their license and have a professional pilot career. So
cool.
It was pretty cool to have that and have that firsthand experience, actually go and speak to other, you know, kids that are interested in the same career line. And
did you bring any of those kids with you?
There are some here. They didn't come with us, but they're here. Okay. Yeah.
They're hooked.
Yeah.
For sure.
But like Sarah said, one of the peer-on-peer, you know, is kind of the one of the big foundations of who we are. We want the kids to teach the younger kids, so.
And I imagine you do have a lot of them coming back to help out.
Yeah, it's been great being around for 11 years now. We call them homegrown CFIs, but like kids mm-hmm. who went through the program are now instructors. So that's a really beautiful thing to see.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
How many have gone on to airline careers?
A pretty decent chunk. I believe we're still somewhat on the younger side, but I think we've had over 10 so far.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's great.
With more to come.
Yeah, well, now the momentum is gathering,
yeah.
So you'll flood the market. We'll never get jobs. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast
Eddie. And who are we speaking with again?
Oh, we're talking to Iman Ghali.
Right.
And Sarah Hazuda.
That's
I didn't write it down.
You spell that a lot. Anyway, thank you. This is EAA Radio.